to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller on this Tuesday, June the 5th. 1 hour to go before the fur starts flying in New Hampshire. We're speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And this hour we'll most probably delve into subjects that they will not touch in the presidential debates tonight. And if anybody does touch on them, a single candidate will be responsible for bringing that to the forefront, namely one Ron Paul will more than likely make reference to the unsustainable U.S. debt, which, although I'm reluctant to quote from a spokesman from the United Nations, but one has to make the argument. If the folks at the UN can see the imminent decline in the dollar, how come nobody else is talking about it? On Thursday of last week, it was reported from the director of the Development Policy and Analyst Division of the Department of Economic and Social Affairs. Man, is that a long list. Issued a report that said the United States debt, which is now deep into well over $3 trillion, may turn out to be unsustainable in the rest of 2007 or next. Mr. Voss, Bob Voss, pointed out that since the peak in 2002, the dollar had depreciated vis-a-vis major currencies by some 35%. And by 25% against a broader range of other currencies. Voss made these comments at the launch of the 2007 World Economic Situation and Prospects report, which is a mid-year update. My question to you, Mr. Chapman, is how accurate is the assessment of this UN agency?
Well, you know, oddly enough, and my feelings are probably far more vehement than yours. I had to convince Rhodesians and South Africans in the late 60s and the early 70s that they were the bad guys. And I don't know how successful I was, and they still are, but those figures are right on. And I think we're going to see another 35 to 50% devaluation of the U.S. dollar versus major currencies. It'll vary widely against other currencies. Some will go down with the dollar because they have heavy trading with them, such as Canada and Mexico. But if we have a 50% correction, you'll be looking at 40 on the USDX, which is the U.S. dollar index, which you quoted earlier today. And if it's not 50%, if it's 40, then the number will be 50 and so on. But we're going down there, and gold is denominated in dollars. So one would think, in the absence of everything else, if the dollar dropped an additional 40%, which people have even quoted in Congress, and what would they know about anything? But obviously they're concerned about the dollar. A 40% increase would put gold over $1,000 an ounce, and that doesn't count any of the inflation that we've experienced since 1980.
We're speaking with Bob Chapman from International Forecaster. Your phone calls when we return.
A Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back, my friends. We're speaking with Bob Chapman. If you have a question for Bob, you can call 1-800-313-9443. excuse the sound effects in the background. Bob, we got about 51 minutes before the debate starts up in New Hampshire, so let's asking you to put on your political hat here. Topics that they won't be discussing tonight, David Walker's many many statements about the true state of America's economy unless something isn't done in the not-too-distant future. People are going to be forced to deal with the reality of major cuts in welfare programs and substantially large increases in taxes in order to offset this debt, which according to him, in his own words, is almost unsustainable at this point in time. And you know that none of these candidates outside of Ron Paul will address this issue. And yet it's the most crucial issue facing Americans.
Well, you're right, and they won't address those issues, nor will they address the fact that the group of them are for amnesty for illegal aliens, which is going to cost us $1.5 trillion. And they won't talk about anything except Falderal. And the chosen Bilderberger candidate for the Democratic Party is Edwards. And that's the way it is, and he's going to get the nomination. Now, there are many other people who are close to this group. There's Hillary Clinton and Giuliani and Romney. All of them, you see, Romney's he's in the Republican Party. Anyway, they're all bought and paid for.
Sure.
And so they could make it, but he is the one that they want up there. For whatever reasons they want him.
Now, when we look at this immigration bill, do you feel, well, you know, I'm taking a leaf out of Jerome Kersey's book here. This immigration bill is not so much about giving amnesty to illegals, but it is a stealth way of introducing us to the North American community.
Absolutely. Jerome is a brilliant writer, happens to be a friend of mine, and we collaborate on things frequently. And when I get something hot, I give it to him because I'll publish it and he'll publish it the following day, or vice versa. And so we collaborate, and a lot of writers do that. And he knows what he's talking about, and he's right about that. You know, this is all about breaking down the barriers, merging the three countries, destroying the American economy. There's been 250,000 illegal aliens laid off from the construction business just in the last year. And that's why the violent crimes are going up in throughout the United States, not so much the petty crimes, but the violent crimes. These people are already out of money. They don't know what to do. They can't get a job. And many of them have turned to crime to support themselves and their families. And it's going to get a lot worse as we go along here. And
where are they going to get the $5,000 to get their papers?
Well, I'm sure that some foundation will give it to them, just like the foundations are funding La Raza and Malib and all of these groups. You know, I wrote an article in 1968 when Ray Tijerina was running around the countryside, and he was the first one that was financed by the Ford Foundation. And then La Raza was created in 68 as well. I've been at this a long time, so I know in which woodwork the bugs are hiding and who's doing what to whom and who's financing it.
And there's no question the Ford Foundation was instrumental. It was the silent partner in organizing the recent May Day, whatever you want to call them, the May Day marches that took place all around the country. I mean, everybody thinks it was just Mexican talk radio that motivated millions of illegals to amass on the streets of America, but if you look deeply behind the financing of it, it all leads back to the Ford Foundation.
It's true. And they're not the only ones. There's a whole bunch of foundations involved. And then, you know, La Raza gets $5 million a year from the U.S. government. And part of the bill, they want to add another 10 to give them $15 million a year. Your taxpayer dollars.
For an organization that wants to reconquer the Southwest.
They want to overthrow the United States government is what they want to do. And, of course, now they're all coming together. These internationalists or elitists, whatever you want to call them. And all of the programs are fitting together that have been laid out for years. I mean, just think, you know, that was 40 years ago.
Yeah, a lot of things happened 40 years ago.
You know, I've been covering this by inches for all that time, for 50 years almost. And so I got a good idea what's going on out there and who is behind it.
Based on, obviously, Jerome Kersey's thesis that this immigration bill is just a disguise for the implementation of the North American Union, it seems obvious, in my book anyway, that we'll more than likely see some compromise and a passage of this immigration bill later on this week. I believe it's coming up for a vote on Friday, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, you can kiss America goodbye, and you can't go back to Rhodesia because it ain't there no more.
Yeah, no.
And have you seen the sights out of South Africa, what's going on there? It's like a zoo.
Well, you know what's interesting is Ben Bernanke gave that speech this morning from Cape Town, South Africa.
Well, it's a nice place to visit. It's not a nice place to be anymore.
Yeah, it is a beautiful city. Well, it used to be a beautiful city. I still have visions of it from many years ago. And by the way, just speaking of Zimbabwe, today on RepublicTradingGroup.com, have a story posted. Zimbabwe's remaining foreign investors who have chosen to ride out the world's fastest economic decline could see their patience rewarded with the seizure of at least half of their assets if the radicals in President Robert Mugabe's government have their way. Empowerment Minister is set to push a new law through Parliament whose various measures will accelerate the implementation of the something I can't even make this word out. But anyway, they're going to start nationalizing all mining, pretty much all businesses in Zimbabwe as a final step.
Well, that's what Marxists usually do.
Yeah.
You know, the Germany yesterday offered $200 million in investment, and they refused it.
Amazing.
And, of course, the reason why is that it came from a white democracy.
Yes. Yes.
Mugabe is a very, very racist person. And I know him quite well. Of course, I haven't spoken to him in 35 years. But I knew him before when he was in jail.
Yeah. Well, it seems as though the president's statement today out of Prague, once again reiterating America's foreign policy, which I didn't know, was to end tyranny around the world. Yet he's very reluctant to talk about Zimbabwe. He talks about the Middle East. He talks about places in Europe, but fails to talk about the tyranny that's going on in Zimbabwe. I just obviously am left to the conclusion they don't want to bring that up because it obviously requires chastising a black nation.
Well, what they're trying to do in Zimbabwe and throughout Africa is get a hold of the minerals again, and they want the Africans to exterminate one another and in that process so that they'll have very few of them around that they'll have to bother with. Now, they don't need lots and lots of physical labor anymore. I mean, as you know, living in Africa, very few people were educated among the black people, and so they had manual types of jobs for the most part, and there's no need for that anymore. They in Africa cannot compete with the Asians and South and Central Americans, and so they're waiting for them to just kill each other off.
Well,
and then they'll move in and take everything over again, and they'll recolonize the places.
Well, America is not positioned to take advantage of any events that unfold in Southern Africa predominantly, but I'll tell you who is positioned to take control there. Our good friend, the Chinese. We've got a firm footprint in Southern Africa. We'll be back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Welcome back, my friends. Our Tuesday, Bob Chapman special, is a 1930, greater than a quarter ounce of gold, actually weighs 0.250, one of an ounce. Currently, an American Gold Eagle, just regular bullion coin, sells for $187. To get a year subscription of the Chapman Forecaster, your price for 20 of them, $182, $5 less than the official gold price. You'd be crazy not to take advantage of this offer. If you don't want to buy 20, you can get them for $187, the same price as a quarter-ounce American modern issue Gold Eagle. And you can give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 on that one. Bob, you mentioned something earlier, in passing, you do a health section in your newsletter?
That is correct. I have a woman who, we call the Herb Lady, and, she has a column in there. And then we also put in, occasionally I'll write an article in regard to an aspect of health or the pharmaceutical companies. But more often than not, it's input from other people that I've read that I think is very good and that people should know about. And usually, very often, I'll use links, you know, to their site so you can go to another site and pick up the article.
Well, I bring this up just simply because of, and did you read Jerome's article today in WorldNet Daily? The
no,
push,
I haven't
push?
Got it yet. He sends it to me. They usually get it a little late.
Well, he was talking about, you know, obviously this North American Union, SPP 2006 report, in which he identifies under health initiatives for the North American Union, is they're going to draft a complete North American influenza plan, complete Canada-US-Mexico-US joint assessment of stockpiling vaccines and antidotes within 9 months and on an ongoing basis. Within the next 9 to 24 months, improve Canada-US-Mexico's infectious disease surveillance system, training and response system, and also share plans within 9 months for isolation and quarantine during trans-border infectious disease outbreaks. Isn't that interesting after what we witnessed last week with the TB debacle?
Mm-hmm.
You want to comment on that at all?
Well, coming from the top, part of the NAFTA agreement was, and this was Mexico's idea, that the drug companies wouldn't get to make Mexicans pay U.S. prices. Prices in Mexico vary from 20% less to 80% less on prescription drugs. And in the CAFTA treaty, they put in there that they have to charge what is being charged in the United States. So at the top of this heap here, they want to impose a uniform policy of pricing, and that policy of pricing allows the drug companies to get richer at the expense mostly of the poor and the old. And the foundations, particularly the Rockefellers, and, of course, all of the elitists own most of the stock in these drug companies. And that's why you see the drug companies allowed to have these 20-year monopolies and be able to, heretofore, charge Americans 50 to 100% more for prescription drugs than they charge in other places, like Canada or Mexico, I mean, our neighbors. And so that's one of the elements. They want everybody to pay higher prices. I mean, you walk in, if you've got a box that says the name of a prescription, and you're in Mexico, you just walk into the pharmacy and hand them the box and say, "I want one more," and they sell it to you. And so the doctors don't write prescriptions after the first one. And if you're dumb enough to continue to take something, then that's your problem. But you don't have to run back to the doctor and get another prescription and pay him another $150 or $200 for the visit. That's part of the American racket as well. But they want to spread that to other countries that don't have those kinds of rules. And, yes, they want to coordinate disease control. The whole thing is a sham.
Yeah. It's an unfortunate sham, too. We're speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. His web address is theinternationalforecaster.com. We'll take a short break. If you have a question for Bob, 1-800-313-9443. We have 30 minutes and 22 seconds before the big debate.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome, my friends. Countdown, 26 minutes to go before the big debate. Immigration will be one of the issues they're going to deal with tonight, no question about that. But let's speculate here. Pretty much all the candidates except for two will be opposed to this immigration bill they're going to vote on this week. And that would be Tom Tancredo and Ron Paul. Something they will not discuss when they talk about this immigration bill, as we said before, is what's buried deep inside the immigration bill, and that's the obvious onward progression of the North American Union. And it is not a coincidence that the Council on Foreign Relations, leading publication, has on the May-June edition a article entitled "The End of National Currency." It's authored by a gentleman by the name of Ben Steele, who is Director of International Economics for the Council on Foreign Relations. And then in the magazine, Steele calls for countries to abandon monetary nationalism in favor of regional currencies more suited for competition in the global economy. Did you have a chance to peruse that article by any chance, Mr. Chapman?
Yeah, about a month ago.
Yeah.
And Ben Steele is on loan from the Royal Institute in London, which is Chatham House. And he was sent there by the what they call the crown, the black nobility of Europe, to set up this in 1993 via the Council on Foreign Relations. So here we are 14 years later, and Ben is doing his thing.
You know what I find amazing is if you had to tell, if you had to ask the average American out there, would you be in favor of abandoning the dollar for a hybrid currency called the Amero, which amalgamates the Canadian dollar, the U.S. dollar, and the Mexican peso into one currency? By and large, they would reject that. But this is never brought up in this immigration debate. Nor is the integration of the North American Union ever discussed in any meaningful way when we talk about this immigration debate. Don't you find that disturbing in and of itself?
I've been disturbed for 50 years, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. I mean, the entire media is controlled, and anybody that believes anything they hear in the media is dumb. That's why we have alternative programming like this station. This program and the programs that come out from John Stadmiller. I mean, these are important because we get down to the facts. The public isn't going to listen to us if we don't have, if we haven't been blessed from being from the general media, which is controlled. They don't know. They don't care. I mean, they're dumb. 55% of Americans are functionally illiterate. I mean, what do you expect? They all vote. I mean, you may as well pull donkeys up there.
I have to say, unfortunately, I have to agree with you, and that is, by and large, the unintended consequences of what we are reaping the benefits of public education.
Well, I think it goes further than that. We've had a dumbing down process because over the years, the people who have come into the United States have been without education, and their children are without education. 55% to 60%, depending upon where you are, of minority children never graduate from high school. So you have a process where people can't compete in our economy, and they can't even compete against other economies.
Well, yeah. Well, there's, look, I mean, the facts
are the
facts.
Just think of all the bright kids who are in school, who are intimidated by these people who can't compete. They get beat up. Sometimes they get stabbed and shot. And all the money goes to the programs to make these people, quote, equal. And the brightest of our children are held back. Not every school system has honors programs and extra programs that are available. And it's horrible what's been done to the educational process. And it's because, basically, because of the minorities. There's just no two ways about it.
Yeah, and you must. Not going to get an argument.
It's their style of living and the way that they do things. Just going to give you an example. The average person who does not live in a major city in Mexico, and there's only three or four major cities, really. There's a bunch of them where about a million people are in, but there's Mexico City, Guadalajara, and Monterrey, other big cities. And the average education for people outside the big cities, and I'll get to the big cities in a minute, is six grades. And if you go out on the farms, it's from zero to three grades. And so most of the people in Mexico are functionally illiterate. And the parents tell the kids when they finish that sixth grade, hey, you're not going on to high school. I can't afford that. You're going out in the fields, or you're going to go build houses with me, or whatever it is. And that's the way it's going to be, and that's a fact.
Oh, sure.
Because
I've lived in Mexico.
I lived in a whole bunch of countries, and I speak their languages, and I know what goes on. And this whole thought process is transplanted into the United States by the people who come in legally and illegally, and they don't get educated here, as the statistics are telling you. And so you have a great many people, probably 40% of the population, who can't compete, and maybe as much as 60%. So we live in a world of donkeys, people who do not want to get educated. Now, some of them do, and, my hat's off to them. But they got to clear a lot of hurdles, and the biggest hurdle is peer pressure. I mean, kids are talking and even in middle school, junior high school, about which gang that they're going to join or which gang they're being pressured to join. You know, I coached children for 35 years in all sports. And I'll never forget, I had a baseball team. And this was about 35 years ago, maybe a little bit less than that. And I had gang members, and these were older children trying to recruit 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds. And I went to the head of the gang, and I said, I don't want you doing that. And he told me if I didn't shut up, he'd kill me. So I walked up to him and grabbed him by the throat and stuck a 9mm in his mouth. He got the message because this is a fact. He went to the police and complained, and all the cops knew me because they all coached with me, and they said, he's serious. I wouldn't screw around with him. But this is the only thing these people understand, and this is the things that the average young person in those groups has to put up with. I mean, the average white person in America, for the most part, isn't up against that. And so they get another strike against them. They got to kind of worm their way through surviving until they're 16 or 17 years old.
Yeah, I know. Hey, look, it's a CEO of a major company was defending his call for H-1B-1 visa increase, and his argument was that the reason why he's looking for the increase is, especially from Indians, is that Indians have obviously a higher education when it comes to math and sciences that they cannot get from American kids graduating from high school or college.
Well, that's not true, and he's lying. And it's as simple as that. Now, ours is not the best in the world, and we are rated only in the top 25 along with many others. But the difference isn't great. They do not need additional H-1B and the other one, whatever it is, visa. And the reason they want them is they want to pay them one-third to one-half of what they're paying Americans. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I hear you. We got a call here, Bob. We got Walt in Arizona. Hey, Walt.
Oh, well, what a wonderful chance to speak to some of my favorite people of the week.
Thanks, Walt.
I spent approximately 4 years down in that area, southern Africa, and lived at Westville. And I got as far north as Limpopo and Zanin, and I'm going to hate to take up time because you both of you have such important knowledge that it's better for me to sit back for 6 months and not interrupt you. This story has to do with the office buildings built for the bureaucrats up around Pretoria in the Rolling Hills. And they built several of them there, and there was an old lion who kept himself well supplied with enough food by grabbing one of those bureaucrats from time to time and going off into the hills and having a good meal. Maybe you've heard this story, Robbie.
Amolius.
I haven't heard it.
Well, I'll go through it quickly and not take up more time then. Anyway, there was a straggling young lion to come along there, and the old lion taught him how to get a meal, which he'd be able to pick off a bureaucrat, and he was sunning himself one day and getting fatter and fatter all the time through the weeks. And one day there was a tremendous disturbance in this building. The lights were going off and on. People were going up and down and trashing and back and forth. And the old lion come upon the young lion and says, "What's going on here?" "Well, I just got my usual meal." "Well, tell me about it." And he described the person that he got, and the response was, "Good ye gods, man, you got the T-boy." Well, that's my story, and I'll get off and let you carry on. Nice to talk and share a few words with you.
Thanks, Will.
Bye-bye.
We have some old African hands out there.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, as you know, I always find it interesting talking about the old traditions from Africa. And isn't it funny, whenever you got into a stressful situation in Africa, especially with me, there was always the advice: come down, sit down, have a nice hot cup of tea, and everything will be fine. Tea seemed to be the panacea for everything. So just so people understand what a tea boy is, you used to have tea boys, especially when you were at work. You used to have tea boys that used to come around 3 times a day with a hot pot of tea. And so they were affectionately called tea boys. NAACP would call them slaves, but we refer to them as tea boys. I have a lot of very good memories from that part of the world. I'd be very reluctant to go back because I have this picture in my mind of what it was when I left. And I know full well that that vision has long ago disappeared. And so I'd be very disappointed to see, especially like, for instance, Johannesburg used to be a cosmopolitan city of immense beauty and extremely clean. I get reports back from people that half of Johannesburg is surrounded in barbed wire. Carlton Center is now just a shell of itself. Hillbrow, which used to be predominantly the hip area of town, is now New Year's Eve. People have this quaint tradition of throwing fridges and stoves out of high-rise buildings, and they don't bother in taking their garbage downstairs. They just simply throw it out the window. And these are stories from Africa that the mainstream press will not bother to tell us about. But anyway, it's a sad thing.
Well, the crime rate is unbelievable, and the heinousness of the crimes is beyond imagination. I get a site every day from Joburg, and I gave up trying to even report on some of the stuff. It's so gruesome.
Oh, certainly. Oh, look, put it this way. People are outraged by Muslims who have a tendency to cut off people's arms, legs, and heads. That pales in comparisons to the brutality that people are subjected to in Southern Africa. And there's no question.
And you're not safe anywhere.
Well, I know. Well, America's starting to look a lot like South Africa with obviously, you've got certain neighborhoods, especially here in Scottsdale. Even you've got neighborhoods that are enclaves of themselves. You've got high security fences in a couple of places. So yeah, it's The unfortunate thing, you know, Bob, I say this often, is that Africa's past is America's future. Because America seems to be going down that same sorry road that the former government of South Africa went down when it started its so-called war on terror. And I mean, the parallels are so similar. I mean, we had our Guantanamo Bay. It was in South Africa. It was called Robben Island. Well, that's where Nelson Mandela obviously spent a good portion of his time. Obviously trying to get into the financing aspect of terrorism in South Africa, they introduced all those draconian financial restrictions on what you could or could not do with your money. And it's as I said, it's the similarities between America today and what I remember in Africa when I left, it's quite frightening. Anyway, speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, we have about 10 minutes to go before the fur flies in New Hampshire. We'll be right back, wrap it up, put a bow on it for this Tuesday after this.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Coming up on the flip side with yours truly in the next hour, believe it or not, there will be a rebroadcast of the Lost Hour. Why? Because I'm a political junkie, and I have to watch the presidential debates taking place in 5 minutes and 21 seconds. If you would like to get a copy of the International Forecaster, but you don't want to buy any gold from us, then you can do it one of two ways. If you've got internet access, you can send Bob a email at internationalforecaster@yahoo.com. If you do not have internet access, you can write to him at the International Forecaster at P.O. Box 510518, Punta Gorda, Punta Gorda. How do you pronounce that?
Punta, P-U-N-T-A, Gorda,
Punta
G-O-R-D-A, Florida, 33951. And the internet address is theinternationalforecaster.com.
Now the
and we also have an 800 number, which is 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188, and you can give them information there, and we'll send you a free introductory copy, either of the hard copy or of the email copy, and of course you can do that on the site as well.
And subscription for a year is $129.95. But if you want to receive that free, we have a special offer on Republic Trading Group for 20 5-peso Uruguays. These are more than a quarter ounce of gold per coin, 0.2501 of an ounce. And those will run you $182. And you can call us at 1-800-691-7898. Any parting thoughts, my friend?
No, I think just a bit about the debate. The questions are all sculptured. They have their answers already. And it's not really a debate. It's a smiling contest. And nobody really gets into it, you know, arguing, although the Republicans did with Ron Paul. And Mr. Giuliani gets set back by his foolish answers.
Yes.
I don't think it's going to shape anything.
Oh, no, but I'm just obviously looking for that, because there's going to be a confrontation between Ron Paul and Rudy Giuliani this evening. You can take that to the bank. As a matter of fact, it's going to be a pile on Ron Paul tonight, so I think this is going to be an important debate, just to see how it all shifts out, and I'll even make a prediction. Well, it's not a hard prediction to make. On the internet, Ron Paul will be the winner tonight, hands down. It won't even be close, which says a lot. Anyway, Bob, thank you so much, my friend. Always a pleasure.
See you next week.
Okay, sir.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it, my friends. Coming up next hour, rebroadcast of the first hour. As I said, my apologies for it, but I'm a political junkie. I have to watch this thing. And I'm sure everybody else is going to be watching it as well, which is the reason we are doing a replay of the first hour after the top of the hour. Till tomorrow, then, have yourself a great day. Till then, see you, bye.
It's true.